The recent murder of an Indigenous Brazilian leader in the Amazon has again highlighted the threat illegal logging poses to local tribes. Bill Lawrence is the Director of Centre for Tropical Environmental and Sustainability Science at James Cook University, and he told The Wire's Alex Jacobs about the issues facing Indigenous Brazilians.
The Amerindians have been living in these areas for many thousands of years, and so they've got long-term claims over these Indigenous territories. And there are some formally set up Amerindian reserves, but there are other places that are contested or marginalized. There's a huge amount of illegal logging. So this is timber theft, where loggers come marching into an area and start sawing down trees and haul the trees away. And, of course, the Amerindians, this is believed their livelihood. It's a big impact on them, and they've been protesting in some cases, and there's just been a long history, many decades now, of battles going back and forth between these invaders and the Amerindian groups that are trying to defend their territories.
What are the activists doing to put themselves into this much danger?
Typically what they'll do is they'll be daubing in, they'll see an illegal log truck, or they'll see some illegal loggers working in a particular area, and they'll go tell typically IBAMA, which is the National Environmental Authority, and they'll go there and they'll knock on the door and they'll say, here are a whole bunch of illegal log trucks, or here's a bunch of guys out there chopping trees down. These guys, I mean, they move around night by night, they're really incredibly aggressive and they're armed, and it takes a pretty brave person to stand up to them. I mean, there's a number of cases where this has happened, where a guy in the morning has gone down to the local IBAMA office, has turned some of these people in, and by the afternoon he's been shot 12 times.
This latest incident involved leader Jorginho Guayara, and he was killed, it's believed, by a logging mafia. To an Australian perspective, it's absurd that this kind of thing is happening.
It's really a different world, and I've lived there for many years and worked there for a quarter of a century, and it's a different reality. You can get yourself killed there without terribly much trouble. Brazil, the last I saw, was considered the most dangerous country in the world in regard to environmental martyrs. One of the most dramatic incidents in the history of the Amazon actually happened because, believe it or not, a Catholic nun was out trying to defend some of these indigenous groups. She's quite elderly, and she'd been doing this for a long time. Some of these illegal cattle barons hired hitmen to go in and kill her, and she knew she was being pursued. Her name was Dorothy Stang. They finally found her. She said, "Oh, you caught me now." She said, "Could I have a few moments to read my Bible?" And they said, "Go ahead." And then they shot her 6 times.
It seems like the Brazilian government just don't have the power. What do you see happening in the near future?
The Brazilian government actually has considerable power if it's willing to use it. I mean, that's one of the things that we saw subsequent to the death of the Catholic nun, was that the government really got serious. And they brought in some new technologies. They brought in much tighter law enforcement. One of the things that hadn't happened in Brazil for a long time is when people would get cited for environmental crimes, they could just bribe their way out of it. They didn't actually go to court. They didn't actually end up paying any fine. Suddenly, where people were really being charged, they were being hit with criminal penalties. Some people were going to jail. So when the government actually decides to enforce the laws and actually decides to crack down, it can make a huge difference.
For the local tribes, what is the ideal outcome, and does it seem like that is something we could get to?
There's different attitudes of different tribes, but a lot of the tribes want to remain so-called uncontacted, and that's actually one thing that's going on in this place. There is an uncontacted tribe there, which means they know the existence of Europeans or white settlers, but they just don't want to have anything to do with them. Some want to be assimilated in a more modern way, and it really varies from group to group. A very common pattern is a strong tension in many of these frontier areas. It's kind of likened to the old Wild West for a pretty good reason.
Research Professor Bill Lawrence speaking to The Wire's Alex Jacobs.